Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever or wherever you watch this clip. My name is Reinhold Madrich, and I'm lecturer at the College for Teacher Education in Innsbruck, Tyrol. Theo Hook and I wrote this chapter about the education industrial complex, and because of the pandemic situation, we are not allowed to stay at the same place, so we are connected virtually. It is a pleasure for me now to hand over the microphone to my colleague to hear his words.
Hello, my name is Theo Hook and I work at the University of Innsbruck in Austria. 2 years ago, Reinhold and I decided to explore the role of the global education industry in Austria. We started out from Anthony Picciano's notion of the education industrial complex and some general considerations regarding issues of economization and digitalization in formal education in schools. We both have been wondering how the state of affairs in Austria can be described, and so we began collecting and mapping public information about relations and interdependencies of public and commercial actors.
Theo, thank you very much for your comments. Now I would like to share a few thoughts of my part on this topic with you. The English language term education industrial complex has been used prominently for some time in comparison to its German counterpart Bildungsindustrieller Komplex. Picciano used this term not coincidentally in connection with the increasing use of digital technologies in schools, which he initially saw as still in the process of formation, although networks and alliances already existed between media companies, providers of educational technologies, and hardware and software producers. Based on these thoughts, we have tried to create a snapshot of the media and technology landscape in Austria. Basically, the education industrial complex in Austria can be divided into four areas whose boundaries are blurred by networking and the interdependencies associated with it. The areas are as follows. In the overview, we see international, globally operating companies making up a rather low number in the Austrian education market, but having an influence on educational policy that should not be underestimated. Next to the international organizations, we find a number of national for-profit companies, among which the schoolbook publishers play a quite significant role. We can also recognize national non-profit organizations, at least for tax purposes, like initiatives, associations, and interest groups. Last but not least, the public authorities, above all, the Federal Ministry of Education, Science and Research, as well as the education boards in the states and organizations acting on behalf of the ministry. The detailed list in our paper cannot claim to be complete due to the number of organizations involved and the complex corporate structures and the interconnectedness of the participants. The accelerated global and national development dynamics also play a role that should not be underestimated. In order to ensure serious interpretation of the facts, only official sources and released documents were used to compile the overview. As far as the internationally operating companies are concerned, we would like to present some relevant aspects by way of example for a better understanding of the interrelationships. Now we come to an end, and I'm going to ask you, Theo, how would you summarize the insights we have gained in one sentence?
To sum it up, if we want to foster maturity and open-mindedness as part of openness in education, we have to strengthen public responsibilities for partly outsourced sectors, as well as an ethics of the commons, for example, in using free software and digital sovereignty.
Thank you, Theo, Thank you for watching and have a good reading. Goodbye from Austria.